Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gwen and Chris, we do it all, and we are lucky sometimes. Joining us in studio, one of the great Charger linebackers of all time, Sean Merriman, Mr. Lights Out. And how are you, Sean? Thanks for dropping by today. It's very, very nice to see you.
Yeah, same here, man. It's I don't think I've been up here. This place is nice.
Well, you know,
somebody got to upgrade.
Last time I talked to you, I think you were in the Charger locker room, and that was pretty nice too. So
yeah.
That wasn't bad digs.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all that. But, you know, going a little bit overboard. You
know, yeah, maybe a little bit, All right, so Lights Out, Extreme Fighting. That's your gig now, and that's what you're into. And we had you on about a month or so to talk a little about it. How's it coming along? I know it's going to be on television tonight, Fox Sports West, and Sunday on Fox Sports San Diego, so people can watch this. Tell me the idea and how it's all come to fruition.
Yeah, it's been great, man. You know, I started myself being in MMA field when I was playing. Between 2005 and 2006, I started working with Jay Glazer over at Fox Sports.
Okay.
And my first day going in there was a guy by the name of Randy Couture in there as well. And
remember
I said, well, I hope that we're not sparring or anything, where we're just coming in and working some drills. But initially, I wanted to come in and just get better with my hand-eye coordination and working my hands, being outside linebacker and defensive end. And I kind of fell in love with the sport. So every offseason, you know, I would do my football workouts, but I would also do MMA. And I just turned around and started getting really good with my hands. So fast forward, retired, and I started to do some broadcasting, and that just wasn't really enough for me, right? Like, I still had this willingness to go and compete.
But you're a good broadcaster, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, I thought your stuff was really good.
Thank you. So, you know, I got into the sport more, and now we have Lights Out Extreme Fighting. It was a former league called California Extreme Fighting before, and it came in, and we rebranded it and got us a platform on Fox Sports. You know, so we came out the gate back in May 11th, I think it was May 11th, right on Fox Sports. And, you know, people always try to say, well, do you get nervous about certain things? Like, I was nervous before every football game, but I was, like, nervous when we were showing for the first time on TV.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you don't know what that reception is going to be like, right? You don't know your first time out the gate, and we just knocked it out the park. Now we're on our fourth fight, LXF4.
Oh, good.
And we're on Fox Sports, like you said, Fox Sports West tonight, and again, Sunday on Fox Sports San Diego. And what's been cool is we had a bunch of athletes from other sports transitioning over. I don't know if you know what Chris McCain, who was outside linebacker for the Chargers, is right now 3-0 amateur. And, you know, so now I got a couple more guys, one a former Charger also. One of my teammates who will be transitioning over to the sport. So I can't wait for that announcement. But we got some big things in the works, man. So Lights Out Extreme Fighting tonight.
If the voice sounds familiar, it's pretty obvious why. Sean Marion joins us here now. LXF is what we're calling it short. What's the end goal for LXF? Is it to be AA minor leagues? Are you trying to compete for the same platform as maybe UFC is?
Yeah, I mean, I've been an athlete my whole life. I only know how to compete, right? But I think the competition comes by doing things different and being creative.
Okay.
And I think we have a really, really good platform and allow guys that, like myself, when I got done, I was 28.
Yeah,
I was 28 years old. Yeah. And it's like, okay, what do you do now? And, you know, I had all these things lined up, and, you know, I just said the broadcast, you know, I had some stuff going with the Lights Out clothing line. It was, like, great. Things are booming, going well. But it's like, man, that need to compete was gone. Yeah, I go to the gym like an hour, 2 hours, but doing like my old lady workout sometimes on the elliptical and, you know, just kind of looking at your phone. It's like, man, hold on.
I hope my wife's not listening to that. she loves that machine.
Yeah, I still do, too, to save those knees. Trust me.
Right.
But, you know, giving the guys a platform to come over, that was like my main goal, because guys, when they get done, and some of them even done earlier than me. Right. You know, some guys, if you play 5-6 years in the NFL,
that's a long time.
That's a pretty decent time. Yeah. You know, guys can only wish to play that long. But what do you do after? So we give guys, especially if they're already training to do any type of combat sports. A lot of guys start off doing boxing or just hitting mitts and stuff like that. And they're like, man, hold on. We can do this. So we just giving them a way to transition over and come over to the sport and do well.
Now, is Lights Out Extreme Fighting, is that a stepping stone toward competing in MMA, or is it the same sport exactly, or are there any different rules? Or
no, it's the same sport exactly. Okay. It's the same sport exactly. We have a ton of guys who fought for us over the last four fights that were former UFC or gotcha. Bellator, the big leagues. And, you know, we want to be a Premier League, period. You know, I didn't get in this thing to not be up there with some of the best, and we think we have a pretty good shot. And anybody who comes to the show will see, you know, the kind of show we put on. And hopefully I'm working on it right now to get back down here in San Diego. And so, you know, this is still home for me, by the
yeah,
way.
Right.
I still spend quite a bit of time down here. And this will, you know, when it's all said and done, I'm done with the TV life and I'm done with everything else. I'll be right here in San Diego.
What goes into recruiting your fighters over here? You mentioned you have some guys who were former UFC, but I assume you're trying to look for the next biggest star yourself, and you would like for it to be organic. So how do you go about recruiting these guys?
Just bug the hell out of them, you know. It's funny you said that, because Brandon Marshall, former wide receiver, now he's into boxing. He has his whole he has a house of athletes. He has a big gym in New York that's killing right now, but he's also into combat sports. So, yeah, I just bugged the hell out of him. Like, where you at? What you doing? What you eating today? Where can I meet you? Sean, what the hell are you doing here? I didn't know you were in New York. I'm like, yeah, I just so happened to be at your gym. I don't even know how I got here, but let's talk about extreme fighting. So, you know, it's some of that, but also, too, guys are trying to figure out what's the next step. You know, I always tell guys, when you retire, the first year, maybe even 2 years, are the hardest, right? Because you don't have that schedule anymore. Things in your life is just different, and you're trying to find like the next step. What's next to do? And we're giving them a platform. Hey, come try us out. You know, come get some amateur fights, get some fights under your belt. Let's see what you got.
Sean Merriman is with us, former Charger, great linebacker. We have a few minutes here. I did want to ask you about your career with the Chargers, and like when you look back on that and just what you remember. I know you talked about coming back to San Diego, but playing for these fans and celebrating with your lights out dances. We all remember that. What do you think back on when you think about your playing days?
You know, being here was some of the most special times of my life. For one, I got drafted. I was 20 years old, right? So become like a young adult. And I grew up in Maryland and in Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
But you really, your home is where you begin to pay bills, right? Your home is where you begin to become an adult and, like, have responsibility. And that place is here. So I look back at those times and it just flew by. It's like, man, it goes by so
really
fast.
Really did. I seem to remember you being drafted like last week.
It's crazy. Even though I look at some of those pictures, I'm like, man, you look completely different. But being here, man, is a special place for me.
Sean, I mean, I'm sure you still keep an eye on the game. And Lamar Jackson right now it seems to be the guy everybody's talking about, and rightfully so. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from Lamar Jackson?
He's to say special is kind of like doing him a disservice,
right?
Right, because Michael Vick was special,
right?
Right, even like I played against Michael Vick when he went to the Eagles, and he was still blazing fast, and he can throw it, he can do all these things and whatnot. Lamar Jackson is hard to put him in words, because you want to compare him to somebody, right? And people keep saying he's Vick, but he's somebody who has the pocket presence to stand back there and hurt you. And he's also, like, you can compare him to Russell Wilson. You can compare him to all these guys, and he's wrapped up in a one. So how do you really classify a guy who can hurt you in that many ways?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that impressed me about him is how he carries himself through all this hype.
Yeah, his teammates seem to love him.
His teammates love him, and his teammates have to promote him because he's not – the guy who
he's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it himself. Which I love. Listen, Mark Ingram, if you want to come to Lights Out when you're done, we need an extra promoter. I mean, he's going to be the one. I'm going after him.
Right.
I'm 100% when he's done. If I can get in the Mark Ingram business of promoting, we need him over there.
Well, you get some. Definitely get some. Some great former players. I think it's a great stepping stone and a great thing that you're doing. Because I don't think people really, you know, we watch football and then these guys retire and then that's it. We kind of forget about everybody. And like you said, you're 28 years old and you got life ahead and you're making the most of it. Sean, it's great to see you again. I'm glad you're doing so well. Thanks for all of the time you gave me and us in the media when you were a Charger. One of the best guys' lockers to go to was Sean Merriman's back in those days.
Makes our job easier, right?
It did. And so I appreciate that. And you have a platform here anytime you need. And we wish you the best of success with this Lights Out Fighting.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.